ceremony where we welcome all of our new Pathfinders. It kind of kickstarts the year for us, where we have been meeting already since September. This is where the church gets to meet all of our Pathfinders, and all of the new Pathfinders are welcomed into the church. As you can see, we have a large group today. Some of our Pathfinders came from other clubs. We have two kids that have moved from Texas. We have another Pathfinder who is in a club in Puerto Rico. And then we have three new members. One of them is not here today, which you all know, Maya Williams, because it's a long Thanksgiving weekend. But this is where we get to introduce our club and tell you what we're all about and what is the purpose of having the Pathfinder Club. So I kind of put a little presentation. I'm a teacher, and I like to have presentations. So if you look up on the TV screens, I put a little timeline, and you don't have to read all of it, of how the Pathfinder started. And I'm going to narrow it down for you guys, okay, before we actually start our ceremony. If you look up on the board, the Pathfinder started in the 20s, which is a long time ago. And it wasn't any one person who started the group. It was a group of people who thought that we should have something for our youth. Do you agree that we should have something for our youth? Amen. We need to have something positive for them. We need to teach them that Jesus should be the main part of our lives. And we teach them a lot about nature. And these are not only skills that they're going to carry until they're 16. These are skills they're going to carry forever. Okay, so if you look up on the board, the club started in the 20s. And it started in California. And if you look at the timeline, it kind of went on and on. Our church adopted the official first club in 1950. And you can read the timeline there. And now we have over 2 million Pathfinders worldwide. Our club had the honor of going to Oshkosh last year, and we had 44,000 Pathfinders from all over the world. We went to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. A lot of us had a blast. We got to meet people from Europe, from Asia, from all of these states here, obviously, and we got to do a lot of fun activities. So we have over 2 million youth strong, okay? And it's amazing to be able to see all of them there. So let's take a look at the philosophy and objectives as to why we have the club, because a lot of parents are not too sure. Why put your kids in the Pathfinder Club? Okay, well, I was a Pathfinder, so let me tell you a little bit about myself. You're supposed to be 10 years old to be in Pathfinders, but I had older siblings. So I would go every Sabbath or Sunday to watch them. And I was old enough, I've always been tall. And the director, who at the time, the sub-director was actually Ruben. We all know Ruben from here in the church. I was allowed to enter the club at 8 years old. So what did we do? What is the purpose of the Pathfinder Club? What did I learn? Well, let's take a look up here. It's physical, mental, and spiritual, which is why we are a triangle. We need to be strong physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if you ask any one of my Pathfinders, I really like to work them physically. During our Pathfinder meetings, I make them do lots of exercise because not only do they have to be strong spiritually and mentally, they need to be strong physically, okay? We need to be able to serve others to help the community. The other thing in our triangle is mental. So they take a lot of, if you look at our sashes, each honor stands for something. They take notes, tests. They have to learn a lot of information. And we teach different classes. So if you ever want to ask us what D's stand for, we have things like knots and CPR and first aid and things like that that we learn. The other thing is spiritual, because that is the reason why we're here. We're here to tell others about the good news of Jesus' soon return, which is why we're here. Okay, so let's take a look at what else. We encourage one another. We teach them to love Jesus and put him first in our lives. We also learn to work together. Okay, if we've been to the camporees and we've done competitions, we learn how to build things together, how to work as a team. If you look here, lifelong friendships. A lot of the kids here, I was Pathfinder with their parents. And we're lifelong friends. And now our kids are in Pathfinders together. So it's a positive influence with your friendships. Another thing is lifelong skills. I'll give you one example. I took first aid and CPR as a Pathfinder, and you do use them. So when we went to Oshkosh, everyone knows Mrs. Bell, her daughter was suffering heat exhaustion. And we went hiking because it was like about 105 that day. And I was able to recognize the signs of heat exhaustion, and I was able to know what to do right away. I knew exactly what to do. Why? Because I had just taught the honor, but it was a skill that I learned in Pathfinders, not anywhere else. So it's not something that we're going to forget, something that we're going to take with us forever, okay? And then another thing is to spread the good news and assist the community. If you ever need help, that's what we're here for. One of the things of our club is community service. If you ever feel like you need us to help you in, if you need to move, if you need us to help you clean the church, part of our honors in graduation is community service, and that's what we're here for, assist the church community as well as the community itself. Our conference has something really big, a big campaign where we're serving others in the community, and during camp meeting, we were helping feed over 10,000 people, and part of it was Pathfinder, so that's what we're here for, to assist. If you ever need help, if you notice, we have a lot of young, abled bodies. You can call us, and that's what we're here for. That's part of what we do. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to kick off our ceremony. Okay, so just hang in there. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to declare that we're going to start the ceremony, and then we're going to start a candle lighting ceremony. So I hereby declare the induction ceremony of the Worcester Peacemakers, that's our club name, now in order. For the light of the program, we turn to the spirit of pathfindering. The candle which I now light represents the spirit. It is a spirit of adventure, fun, learning, camaraderie, awareness, and awakening, and above all, a spirit of reverence and a spirit of service of God and man. This light itself is not complete or sufficient. To introduce the complementary light, we call on our pathfinders.
The Pathfinder Friend Class is a course of study in learning skills and physical fitness that will help one and be a better neighbor, now and a friend of God throughout eternity.
The Pathfinder Companion Class is a course of study in learning skills and physical fitness that will give more meaning to life and a companionship with Jesus Christ every hour of the day.
The Pathfinder Explorer class is a course of study that will help one to find new adventure in exploring God's Word and His created works.
The Pathfinder Ranger class is a course of study that will open up new areas of discovery in the nature of in spiritual world to secure true and genuine happiness.
Pathfinder Voyager class is a course of study in physical, mental, cultural, and spiritual development that changes the teen to develop a wholesome self-concept and Christian lifestyle.
The Pathfinder Guide class is a course of study that emphasizes personal growth and spiritual discoveries that prepare the Pathfinder for development of new skills in leadership and survival techniques.
The Master Guide class is a course of study in our leadership that will enable the Pathfinder leader to draw closer to God and to teach the high ideals of the Pathfinder Club. The Master Guide class will help one to lead young people to a greater knowledge and a relationship to our Lord Jesus as our Savior.
The spirit of Pathfindering candle represents the good things in the Pathfinder program. It represents the high ideals for which the club stands and the growth that each Pathfinder will make as a club member. And now we will call the Pathfinders to go over the pledge in law and what everything means.
By the grace of God, which means I will rely on God to do His will.
I will be pure, which means I will raise up above the wicked world in which I live in and keep my life clean with words and actions that will make others happy.
I will be kind, which means I will be considerate not only to the people around me, but also to God's creations, the animal and the environment in which I live.
I will be true, which means that I will be honest in study, work, or play and will always do my best.
I will keep the Pathfinder law, AI law, which means I understand the Pathfinder AI law will live up to it.
I will be a servant to God, which means I will put God first in everything.
I will be a friend to man, which means I will treat others like I would like to be treated.
Keep the morning watch, which means I will have prayer and personal Bible studies each day.
Do my honest part, which means I will do my share of the work and be there when other people need help.
Care for my body, which means I will not put anything harmful in my body and I will stay physically fit.
Keep a level eye, which means I will not lie, cheat, or talk.
Be courteous and obedient, which means I will think about other people's feelings and do what I am asked.
Walk softly in the sanctuary, which means I will be quiet in church and during worships.
Keep a level eye, which means... keep a song in my heart, which means I will try always to be happy even when I don't feel like it.
Go on God's errands, which means I will always be ready to tell people about Jesus.
So if you take a look at it, that each person explained what our pledge in law means. Every day when we start a meeting, that's what we say, and we hope that we can keep that in our heart. And I can say that just with my eyes closed, because you want to live that, and every word, every phrase means something to every Pathfinder, and that's a message that we're going to carry to others and in our heart forever. So now I'm going to have the new Pathfinders, if you take a look, I have put their names up on the board. I'm going to have them come up here and introduce them to the church. Okay, so first let's have Amaris Vanegas. So Amaris, if you notice, she has a uniform and she has honors and everything. She moves here from Texas, so she is joining us from Texas. So everyone give her a hand. Now I'm going to call up Daniel Manegas. This is her brother. He's also joins us from Texas. So if you notice his uniform, he already has a handkerchief as well as some honors. Church, give him a hand. Next, I'm calling up Vanessa Castellón. She is a student here at our church school, and she is joining us. Give her a hand. The next person we're calling is Aaron Soto. We call him AJ, and he is new to our club. Give him a hand. The next person in our club, her mother and I are very best friends, and we were in Pathfinders ever since we were about 9 or 10 years old. And now our children are in Pathfinders together. This is Julissa Velasquez. Give her a hand. Maya Williams is not here today because she's away for the holiday, but we have one more person, and we have Jose Miguel Vega, and he joins us. He moved here from Puerto Rico. So now we are going to place handkerchiefs on the necks of those that don't have one, because that means that they are now part of our club. So I hereby declare the candidates of Amaris, Daniel, Vanessa, AJ, Julissa, and Jose Miguel accepted into the fellowship of the Worcester Peacemaker Pathfinder Club of the Southern New England Conference. And may we all support, thank you for all your support. And if you notice, look at all of the youth in the church. We don't see them all the time, but these are all the young people in our church. They are the future of our church. And this is what the purpose of the club is, to train them, to keep them here, to teach them to love Jesus. And if you ever need anything from our club, we are here for you. And thank you for all your support and supporting us when we had to go to Camp Breeze and everything. So I'm going to have them take a seat, and we're going to have a prayer so we can conclude our ceremony. Go ahead, have a seat. So we're going to have a quick prayer, and then we're going to continue with our service. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day, for allowing us to introduce these youth to the church. May you be with us always, be with our club and all the clubs around the world, that we may fulfill your purpose of spreading the news so that you can come soon. Thank you for all your blessings, and be with the service today and the speaker. In Jesus' name, amen.